Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, 8:16 on this Wednesday morning, May 7th. The heavy weather expected, but they don't really know if it's going to train or the storms are going to park or not. You got to be ready for it just in case it does, and watch out for flooded streets. Keep in mind, flooded streets better than a flooded house. And inevitably, somebody's going to drive into these underpasses that always flood, if they do flood. And I don't understand how it happens or why it happens, but it does. Ron, I got the hiccups. Ronald Surpass joins us now. Former NOPD superintendent, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, nationally recognized expert on crime. We always like to pick his brain on Wednesday mornings. How you doing, Chief?
I'm great, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Do you know if, in fact, there has ever been a pope named Ronald, R-O-N-A-L, your name?
I don't know, but I think there's always room for that, right?
Well,
don't you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess. But there's only been, believe it or not, only one pope whose name started with R. Pope Romanus, in 897, I think in the year 897.
Oh, we're definitely due then.
Yeah.
It's
what,
time.
What name would you pick? Would you use your own name?
Tommy.
Yeah. You'd go with Tommy?
I think it would be some. Yeah, I think people could, you know, imagine that in the Latin Mass. And we, you know, we give veneration and support for Pope Tommy. Mm-hmm. It works.
Let's go with Tucker instead of Tommy. I like Tucker better. Hey, let's talk about the consent decree, since we heard a news story about that just now with federal attorneys early in the NOPD consent decree. But I don't know, when the consent decree goes away, I don't know that anything really changes. Tell me what this can mean to NOPD.
Well, if I saw the story correctly, there may be some movement towards leaving the 2-year compliance period. If that's the case, then it's essentially over. There'll be nobody doing spot monitoring, which is what happens in the 2 years of continued compliance. The issue with the consent decree is that it's always been this. When we negotiated this back in 2011 and 12, the key was that the city had the opportunity to do some things that had been lost over time, and that was fund those critical infrastructures of property, pieces of equipment, and funding for promotions and training and the things that you need to inspect the organization and to do those types of activities that had just been lost over years. You might remember, Tommy, a lot of people don't, the Department of Justice began investigating the department in October of 1996. And in March of 2004, the Department of Justice closed its investigation of the NOPD, said the city did what it was supposed to do, the DOJ had done what it thought what should be done, and there was never a consent decree entered. The department had successfully reformed itself, and this was during the Pennington era, the Morial era, and my era as the number two chief. So between 2004 and 2010, the department came off the wheels, and now it's back on, let's hope.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
That's good for the officers. That's great for the community.
So my understanding was before this, and this has, goes back to the Trump administration, I guess, and DOGE, that there was going to be intense scrutiny of NOPD and things were not likely to change the way things were happening with the consent decree. Things are still not supposed to change, but there's going to be less scrutiny. So is it a concern that in the real world, NOPD backslides, 4 years from now, we get a Democratic president or somebody different, and for whatever reason, they view the DOJ differently, and we're back under a consent decree? I'm just trying to think ahead here, Chief.
Yeah, I think the key issue is that the city itself is responsible for its police department. The government is responsible for ensuring the Constitution is followed. There's 18,000 police departments in America, and there's been, less than 30 that have actually been in a consent decree about his policing practices. New Orleans was one of them. That's obvious. Let's move forward. But as long as the city of New Orleans continues to kind of keep its head in the sand on what the proper staffing number should be, you're always going to have the potential of loss of close and effective supervision. You're going to have the example when the police departments begin to shrink with personnel. Your first duty is to answer the radio, and after that, the investigations of crime, and then there's many other things. And what happened between 2004 and 2010, as some of us due to Katrina, obviously, you lost a tremendous number of people quickly. You lost a lot of supervisory opportunity quickly, and you lost those inspectional services and those quality control services, if you will, of the organization itself. So the city of New Orleans has to figure out what size the department should be, and then build to that and ensure those quality control services, if you will, like in medicine, don't stop. That'll pretty much insulate you, if you will, against a pattern and practice investigation. Final point. In American policing, or in any industry in America, things happen sometimes that the best laid plans couldn't stop. And that's not what pattern and practice cases are about. Pattern and practice cases are about what I started this answer with.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. I want to talk about 20% drop in violent crime. Federal task force targeting guns and drugs. Seems like everything old is new again. I seem to remember this happening before, and it seems effective. And is this an ongoing model? We're talking to Ronald Surpass about crime in the city. 822 traffic now. WWL. 827 Tommy Tucker. WWL Wednesday morning around these parts. We talked to Ronald Surpass, Dr. Ronald Surpass, a professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. But man, he spent some time as an NOPD officer working his way up from just a beat cop rookie out of the academy to the head of the department, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, now a nationally recognized expert on crime. Chief, I was talking before we went to the break about a drop in crime and a federal task force. It seems like every time they do that, it works. So can that be take me through what happened here, and can that be like an ongoing model or not?
Well, a task force is the perfect example of when officers are freed from calls for service responsibility, right? Which you take them out of that moment and you focus. One of the things that frustrates people, Tommy, greatly is that in the United States, less than 1% of the entire population of this country is actually in a jail, prison, county jail. Get that, right? Less than 1%. So people say, Well, if it's only 1% and the numbers hold true in New Orleans usually, why can't you find these people? Well, when you have all the demands of a modern police department and you don't have staffing, you can't pull Tommy and Newell and Ronnie and a few people and say, y'all focus on that less than 1% that's out there making trouble. Mm-hmm. That's the first issue. The second issue is, and to be honest, I'm not the first person who said this, and I know I won't be the last. The Orleans Parish criminal justice system really has a significant issue in front of it, keeping dangerous people in jail. I think the DA's office has made some changes, but you know, a few years ago, that was a very big issue that people felt that the DA's office wasn't bringing people for prosecution. You remember the Mardi Gras issue where they dropped mm-hmm. all those cases? Yep. We have examples where judges can't seem to find a criminal, even with one sitting right in front of them. But that's not the whole problem. The problem is when you can focus a handful of police officers with close and effective supervision on a very specific number of people who have decided to make crime their lifestyle. I know that makes some people angry, but some people just choose to be criminals, right? The Ten Commandments talks about things we shouldn't have been doing since the beginning of time. So when you can focus on that handful of people, it doesn't usually take a lot to find them.
Thank you, Chief. I appreciate your time and your expertise as always. I had another question, but I saw the clock, so I got to hold it till next week. Ronald Surpass, Professor, Practice Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, hence the pregnant pause. We'll take a break, come back, talk about what's going on with the airports and air traffic controllers and DOGE and all that stuff right now. 8:30, time for WWO First News.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.